Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball with the mob. Times is hard on everybody boulevard. Check it out.
That's my word, I'm motherfucking stressed. It seems like life's trying to put me through a test. Cause every fucking day, it's just getting worse. What's first? Might go out, die hard, and end up in the hearse. But no time to think about the consequences. The years in jail, fuck the death sentence. All I know is that I need mad cash in a flash. Before I gotta kill somebody ass, might as well be in jail or dead. Cause if you ain't getting paid, then you ain't getting ahead. That's word, sitting in my room with the lights out thinking. I'm alive, but I ain't living, I'm leaking. I made my bed, and I'ma lay in it, but I ain't gonna stay in it. I might start spraying shit. I should've stayed in school, but that's a dead issue. Fuck a GED, that's like toilet tissue. All my friends, hoodlums and hustlers, running with a bunch of stupid crazy motherfuckers. Niggas fucking money up, niggas getting knocked. And jealous motherfuckers, they want the whole block. Yo, I could start flipping, getting on a mission. But I need much more, no time for bullshit. And niggas listen, the heat is on.
The heat makes me crazy, I wanna bust something. Niggas touch something, the heat is on. Got a nigga's blood rushing, I wanna touch something. Niggas bust something.
All I know is guns, all I do is slug. I'd rather plug you with the heater than to have you front. My life revolve around a snug fall. Stay getting old outside of New York. Bullets from the porn store, I'm bringing home a arson. Interstate 95 north to the Jackie Robinson. Watch out for these and caprices and services. Impala's mistaken for cops, mad nervous. Back at home, sell a few burners. Keep a mez and a 7 mil for my personal. War with benevolence, only twin fifths. 80s in the whip, the mini eagle for my tick. That nigga peers sick, I need a silencer to connect. See me, niggas be lying, selling stories. Tell it walking, my niggas in the drugs and extortion. Naughty head for them niggas on the night shift pumping. The heat is on, nigga.
He makes me crazy, I wanna bust something.
who had Screwball Radio. Another Saturday.
I wrecked, man.
Yeah, man. Boy won't be on with us today. You know, we got to hold it down. As we do anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. We still got a lot to give y'all, man. We got some dope music on the way and some events to cover in regards to hip-hop, sports, politics. We cover all those layers as well. So if anybody want to call in, the call number is 516-531-9596. What's good with you, bro?
Ain't shit, you know, just grinding. Strategizing how I'm going to put this next release out, you know. Pretty much, you know, been in the lab lately a lot. New music. Just having fun, you know.
Yeah, we hitting with some marvelous with the spring coming up. Got to keep the ears to the streets.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping for like a summertime release.
Definitely got to hit them upside the head to start the summer off. But you know, that's when that third quarter, that's when everybody start wanting to drop something.
I mean, you know, I've been on a hiatus for a little bit, you know. Only really dropped records that I was featured on. I ain't dropped them, you know. Whoever I did the song with released them. So I really haven't released anything since, you know, Atmosphere and Authentic Cloth. But, you know, when real life come around, you know, you gotta handle real life. I'm not saying music ain't real life, but, you know, we grown men, so we have responsibilities that we have to attend to before we can handle more business, you know?
Facts. Big facts right there, but yeah, man, we here for 165, and it's been a lot of things happening this week. It's actually been a pretty crazy week.
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy. You know, we always, you know, it's always political. A lot of the craziness, you know, a lot of the immigration situations with the migrants. You know,
one of the big stories now is 45 done, aka Trump, done clinched the win in South Carolina. So basically, we know it's going to be Biden versus Trump, too. They just need something to prolong the story.
Well, you know, the thing with Biden is, you know, a lot of Americans don't feel like he's been taking care of us, you know? You know, they've been taking care more of, like, what goes across the water, the Ukraine situation, you know, the Israel situation. So, you know, we've really been neglected as far as people. And, you know, one thing about 45 is that he's for America, you know. Even though he got all those regulations on him, he can't start businesses, he's not allowed to operate a business, you know, whatever was through those lawsuits. But, you know, he did drop a sneaker that sold out the same day, you know. So people was really pro-Trump.
He has the momentum on his side right now, and it's what I be also telling a lot of my Democrat friends, you know, because I have friends on both sides of the spectrum. I'm like, they're not feeling your man right now. You're not feeling Biden right now. Y'all got to do a better job at building voter confidence, so to speak, because right now he has none with the people.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, the changing of the presidency at that time, you know, it had to do with, you know, people attacking the White House, you know, the rioting, and people felt like it was Trump that set it off. That's why a lot of people voted against Trump, because that's not the American thing to do, you know?
Right.
Whether the ballots were tampered with, people were just not feeling that whole part of his run. Everything else people were for, you know? Keeping our oil, our own oil, gas prices low, food prices low. You know, people love that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, people don't love the rhetoric that comes with what he be doing sometimes, or how he manipulates people to do certain things. And people do that shit by choice. Bless you. You know what I mean? So it's not like he forced anybody to do it. People were just, you know, they pro Trump. So ain't nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah, and the best thing they can do now is, even though we know it ain't the right, they're not going to do it, I'm like, just break that bread, man. Break off those reparations, and y'all have everybody sitting on your doorstep ready to vote. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, they ain't doing that.
Yeah. Wishful thinking, but that's the only way. Because, you know, everybody would line up then. Because one thing that I learned about this country, the dollar bill is their religion. So therefore, people going to line up and vote right there. Like, you got to use a bargain.
I mean, when you think about it, it ain't really, you know, he gave out the stimulus package, right? He was the one that started that. But people still voted for Biden, you know, so you can't really say the dollar is going to make people vote, you know. People just want someone in there that's for them. And that's the thing with politics, is that, you know, they sell you a dream. They sell you a dream to get your vote. And they brainwash you or manipulate you to thinking that, you know, they're going to stay and do what they say, when it's the total opposite. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't even see them no more. As soon as they get inaugurated in, you ain't even see them no more.
Yeah, because their whole thing is, you know, you gotta remember, when they running around, that shit is like a rapper promo campaign. You know what I'm saying? You going around telling people you got the best album out, and you want to get the people to buy the best album that you say it is, and then the shit drop, and that shit be hot garbage, you know? So it's the same with the politics, you know? They're going to try to win your vote.
Yeah, everything is a campaign. It's a campaign hustle at the end of the day. Everybody's on it.
Yeah.
You got to shake hands. You got to pander and kiss babies.
You got to do all the shit that you don't want to do. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, Trump always been a business mind, you know? So anything that he do, it's not out of the normal. He likes to be the guy, you know? And his sneakers sold out faster than fucking Air Jordans. And them shits was at, them shits is $399. I don't know who bought them.
That's the... They gonna be in the market competing with the LeBrons and the Jays, man. That's cool. He done called it the lane now.
They outsold them. The average Jordan shoe is like $100 and something. This guy dropped shoes at $399 and they sold out. Ain't nobody in sports ever did that. Nobody.
He probably about to go to the hood now. He probably going to do the Nino Brown shit. Hand the turkeys out. It's vote season.
I mean, think about it. He dropped the shoe. It sold out. He's winning the campaign runs. You know, he's out there saying that he understands how black people are because the justice system is against them, which is crazy to me that you're trying to put yourself in the shoes of black America when you have no clue what it's like. You could assume the only reason why they're coming at you is because you did dumb shit. Think about it.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels. That was some dumb shit he did. Belittling that lady that he lost them hundreds of millions to. Dumb shit. The whole fraud shit with his sons and lawyers and everything where he got to cough up all that money. Dumb shit. So that's the only reason why he's looked at, because he did dumb shit. Ain't none of that shit was survival that he could say that he understands how the black America is and with the judicial system coming at him. Because if black America was rich, they wouldn't be doing dumb shit. We wouldn't have to sell drugs. We wouldn't have to do none of that shit. Come on, man. This man had hotels, casinos, all kinds of shit. How the fuck you doing dumb shit? You done had legal money for years.
And still got the privilege for the simple fact that he still keep his fortune in a way. Like his net worth is still at an all time high. When Kanye went on his tear, they cut his shit in half.
I mean, you know, with Kanye, you know, that's a whole different thing because, you know, he spoke on the Jews. So Trump ain't speaking on no Jews. Because I bet you most of the money he break bread with is with the Jews. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're going to get that cut regardless of... There's one thing I noticed too, bro, is you never really see them being outraged about the voting block. They don't really hardly see them in the, you know, screaming for what candidate. They're going to get theirs regardless on both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, they don't care. They feel they God's chosen people. They're going to win anyway. They're going to get theirs anyway.
Plus, they have
power
behind the vote.
Trump is good with the people. The people love Trump. People always love Trump.
How do they treat them in your backyard?
Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, Trump had Trump Towers, Trump Plaza. You know what I mean? He's a straight up New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the New Yorkers love him. I mean, you might have people that are against him, but you're gonna get that with anybody that's somebody. There's always going to be people that that like you, and there's going to be people that hate you. You know, at the end of the day, you know, when the world was shut down, he opened it up. He gave people, you know, helped people to get through it. People always gonna respect him for that. You know, a lot of people did dumb shit with their loans and how they went about doing it, but you know, he signed off on that for people to get that.
Hey, you know what, man? Speaking of the world shutting down, wasn't it crazy the other day with that whole outage with AT&T and all these phone companies went out?
Oh, I didn't know. When was that?
This was Thursday. This was like a whole. It was like a nationwide outage. People were freaking out.
I ain't
have
no problem with my phone.
It was AT&T. It was Virgin Wireless. It was Cricket. It was like you couldn't make phone calls. You couldn't text. You couldn't do anything. It was like for a couple of hours, but it happened like midnight. It happened around where everybody was asleep, and then when people woke up, they found that there was no signal on their phones, and that happened with most people. Some people were actually lucky, and then they didn't have it. It happened with me too, and honestly, that was the best rest I had.
Yeah, I ain't have no issues with my phone.
Yeah, people couldn't make phone calls, they couldn't text, they were freaking out actually. And honestly, I was wondering why nobody called that day, because that was the best sleep I had in months, straight up.
Yeah, I didn't have no issues.
But they were trying to say that it was probably hacking, like from the Chinese or Russia. You know how they usually go to that. But you never know.
I mean, at the end of the day, there's always something like that going on. Every day you hear something about it. You know, just like over here, like a middle school or a high school. You know, I think they were hacked somewhere out in West Hempstead or Hempstead. And I think it was like they stole money from the school or something like that. I need to, let me see if I can get something on that.
Because I know a lot of hospitals went through hacking too. It happened out here too. Get their medicine. Hold on, I'm looking right now. But yeah, we had the hack job definitely happened out here.
Let's see. So theft of up to $3.5 million from Hempstead School District. Well, which they say was a cyber hack. But it's an investigation.
A whole lot of that stuff was happening, man. And they also had another one of those spy balloons flying around yesterday.
I mean, they always gonna be that, you know? Just like we spy on them.
I think it was around, it was over Utah.
the fuck going on in Utah? Ain't shit over there. The fuck going on in Utah? Fucking cattle?
Ain't nothing over there in Utah.
Ain't shit. What the fuck is Utah? It's like desert? You know what I'm saying?
Mountains.
Unless there's army bases over there, but the fuck is in Utah? I can understand if you over California, you over Texas, you over Virginia, you know, over Maryland, over New York, you know, over Chicago. But Utah, what the fuck going on in Utah that they got to be spying?
Ain't shit going on in Utah.
Ain't shit going on over there.
I can even say Minnesota, but damn, Utah.
Ain't shit going on in Utah.
They had no activity over there.
I don't even think the Utah Jazz doing shit over there.
You know how cold that is? Utah don't even have a football team.
There's really no activity there. Yeah, the Jazz is 26-31. I don't even think they got a baseball team. Utah don't got shit for the basketball team.
Or a college team. They got something called, they got a baseball team called the Utah UT's baseball. It's a baseball team. I think that's the University of Utah, but they ain't pro. They ain't got a pro basketball. They ain't got a pro football team. It's cold blooded.
Crazy.
It's cold out there.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's the first state that I realized they ain't even got no football team over there. They got no football team. They ain't got no basketball. They got basketball. They ain't got no baseball. Do they got a hockey team?
Let me see. I got to look that up.
I don't even think they got a hockey team.
Yeah, they do. They got the Utah Grizzlies.
That's a hockey team?
Yep.
I ain't never even heard of them.
Yeah, I think they debuted in 2005. They're the most recent team. But I ain't know either. We
that
learned
shit
something
must
new
be
on
like
Screwball Radio. Well, I ain't even know that shit.
That shit must be like, what's that movie with fucking Will Ferrell? And he started out as a basketball player.
Yeah.
What's the name of that movie? He had to give out corn dogs and shit for people to come. That's that shit that probably go on in Utah.
But I don't know. But the thing is, I don't know how they do it. They always be able to get them NBA All-Star games almost every year. I don't know how they do it. They know the players probably don't get in trouble.
I mean, they probably, you know, it's probably a peaceful, city or state, you know what I mean? Ain't too crazy
yeah,
like
ain't
New
no
York.
Clubs
like,
out there.
Let's see what's up with Utah. Except
yeah, ain't
Utah
no clubs
Jazz.
Out there. There ain't no parties.
You got BYU Cougars. Weber State Wildcats. I mean, you would think, too, you know. That's the only thing I ever knew about Utah was the Utah Jazz. I ain't known them to have anything else. So apparently they got
Buck Malone and Stockton.
Yeah. Got a lot of minor league sports.
They only have a baseball team. But they always able to get the All-Star game every year. I don't know how they pull it off, but just like I said, I think, like you said, it's can't get in trouble. It's nothing to do. That's why they don't have that shit in Atlanta no more.
Yeah, Atlanta, they might miss the game. They go to Magic City or something. They might miss that next game. I ain't wake up in time.
Yeah. And that in Charlotte, they don't even have them out here no more because players used to wild out here when they used to come to Charlotte. And they like, hell no.
I mean, it says that the biggest sport that goes on over there is Major League Soccer and Utah Jazz. Those are their biggest draws over there as far as sports besides college. But that's wild to me because when you look at most states got two or three of everything. You know what I mean? New York got the Yankees and the Mets. We got the Buffalo Bills. We got the Jets. We got the Giants. Now we got, you know, of course we got the Knicks. Then you got the Brooklyn, the Nets. You know what I mean? It's a lot
of
teams.
Yeah, you get a 3-3 on everything.
You know, Atlanta got the Falcons. Atlanta got the Braves.
The Hawks.
You know what I'm saying? Miami got, you know, Florida got what? The Tampa Bay Rays, the Miami Marlins, the Magic. Orlando Magic, the Miami Heat, you know, Texas got the Spurs, got the Rangers, I think Texas got two of everything too, I'm trying to think of what else they call the Houston Astros. They got the Houston Rockets. You know, California probably got the most teams of anything. You know, they got Golden State. They got the Clippers. They got the Lakers. They got the Dodgers.
It's more wide open over there. The hot market.
Yeah, they got the Oakland Athletics. They got the San Diego Padres. They got a lot over there, you know?
Yeah, those big market teams like that, they're going to have a great variety.
I mean, even Colorado got the Rockies, man. How Utah don't got no baseball team, you know what I mean?
You know what? They that's probably where they get their back end money, where they host them all-star events. I don't even be surprised they probably bring the – don't they bring the Pro Bowl? I think the Pro Bowl was always in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, because Pro Bowl is, you know, they try to take them to somewhere warm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got to say this, man, since we talking sports – and I don't want to bash my man, you know, the sniper, Kevin Durant. But I think the Phoenix Suns was better when he wasn't there. You know?
You think he threw off the chemistry?
I mean, think about it, man. When Kevin Durant wasn't in Phoenix, they were first place, second place. You know what I mean? They sitting at eighth place. They sitting at eighth place. You know, like that's crazy to me.
I think what happened was he got traded like late in the last season or the season before. Then he got hurt. As soon as they tried to gel him in, then he got hurt and he had to miss the whole postseason.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, I was happy that he went over there, but he didn't do nothing for them over there. Like, I just saw they lost the other day.
Damn.
You know, when Chris Paul was there, they were first place. They might have lost it in the finals. But throughout the season, they were sitting good. They were always had a contending record. And right now, you know, they sitting in eighth place with a 33-24 record. I mean, they could still make it into the playoffs. Still a possibility.
It's gonna get harder now, especially in the second part of the season.
Like, I
think that's where competition is going to get stepped up.
But look, OKC is in second place this year. They ain't got no real superstars over there. I mean, don't get me wrong, they all superstars. But there's no LeBron over there. There's no Kevin Durant over there, no Westbrook, no Harden, and they still in second place.
And they don't have no needle movers.
You know what I mean? Ain't no ball hugging. They're passing it around. That's why the Timberwolves is so ill. You got the Timberwolves sitting in first place.
Clippers, they're at number three.
Yeah, you know. You got Denver Nuggets, fourth place, and they the champs. I think there was a brawl the other night. Miami and was it the Pelicans?
It was last night. Yeah, it was last night. I saw it on the live before I got on. It was Golden State. I think it was Charlotte and Golden State.
Nah. This is Miami.
Oh, let me see. Yeah, it was Miami. Yeah. It was the Heat, the Pelicans.
Yeah, because something that started with Zion Williams.
It's starting to get competitive now because you're in that second half. Every game, now every game matters.
Yeah, like mad people was ejected. Jimmy Butler was ejected. Was one of the four players ejected Friday evening after a scuffle broke out between the Heat and the Pelicans in the fourth quarter. The incident started when Heat forward Kevin Love committed a hard foul on Pelicans Zion Williamson under the basket with 11:19 remaining as the Heat led the Pelicans 84-80. After the foul, the Pelicans' Najee Marshall ran to his teammate defense and pushed Love from over Williamson.
I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, we ain't going to get that Malice from the Palace energy no more, but gonna get more aggressive in the coming weeks.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's going to get real aggressive now. But I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, what was the meaning behind having that tournament beginning the season?
Just the money grab, man.
Because I'm thinking they probably was trying to find ways to make, to bring viewers to the game, but it seemed to me that kind of pointless. Like, you're giving people pre-trophies before the actual finals happen in June. Unless they're getting bonuses.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I like that the Knicks is at fourth place over on the East Coast. The Bucks in third. Cavaliers second. Celtics first. It's going to be good. Good East Coast playoff.
Yeah, these looking strong now, man. It was a rough couple years.
They're just balling, man. They're just balling, man. It's been years. They're balling now, you know.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you this before we go on our music break. What was your thoughts on the All-Star Gang? That left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Yo, honestly, with the game itself or like the basketball or the dunk contest and everything else?
Overall, everything.
Because what I liked about the All-Star game was they went back to normal. It was East versus West. It wasn't Team LeBron
right.
against Team whoever was the next guy. You know what I'm saying? I like that it went back to the roots, and it was East versus West, and, you know, the East Coast dominated, you know?
Yeah. I like that they went back to that, first and foremost. Because that shit was confusing.
Yeah, I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
You said it what?
Yeah, I was saying, because that was very confusing, because when you had captains, they were picking people from the East and the West, and it was bringing overall confusion. So them going back to the drawing board, I was able to follow the game a little bit better this
time.
I mean,
All-Star game, and you got captains, and you're picking your players. That was a cool little gimmick for the time that it was. But, you know, let's take it back to what it really is, and you know what I'm saying, East versus West. And I mean, let's keep it on the court, but the East Coast dominated.
Well, they kicked
that. But again, you could tell that the game was just, they were just having fun out there. It wasn't serious. Even though the East Coast was getting busy, it was all in fun, you know? My thing was the dunk contest. I watched the dunk contest. The guy that won again this year is the same guy that won last year. And he's not even in the NBA. He's on the minor league team of the NBA. How come he don't got a contract to be in the NBA?
Yeah, that don't make a lick of sense at all.
It don't. You know, I like what they did with the 3-point contest, and they made it the best female shooter against Steph Curry. That was, you know, kind of like co-ed basketball in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a step in the right direction, you know, incorporating the women NBA with the NBA for men. You know, that's cool. Everybody can shine. But what will be crazy, though, if next year's NBA All-Star they incorporate the women on the team. You might have one or two women playing with the men, you know?
I could see them going that route because I think they're trying to, they're testing out different ways to draw different viewers. They're trying to bring new viewers. They are really tapping into the international market. And they're trying to,
yeah,
I think,
see,
tap
I
into
really,
the women, Nick.
I really don't like that part of sports. That they flying them to different countries to play. If anything, they should just open the market up and make it that they're, you know, like when the USA team play and they're going all around the world to play. Instead of, you know, it could be the Chicago Bulls against, you know, let's say people from Germany, the team from Germany. And I could see that. That would make a lot of sense to me. But to take two teams from the United States so they could play the fuck over there, that shit makes no sense to me.
Yeah, man. It's backwards, too. Hey, y'all, before we go on the music break, I got to chime in on this here. I don't know if you heard about this, but you heard about former Bulls members are going on a Last Dance tour. They're going on a Fuck Michael Jordan tour. Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, and Luke Longley.
Luke Longley? Yo, let me say this, man. I'm going to say this. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan, they would have never had those rings. Scottie Pippen got 6 rings because he played with Jordan. Luke Longley got a ring because he played with Jordan. You are somebody in the history books because you played with Jordan. Even if you contributed to the win, even if you hit that last buzzer shot. It's still, you know what I mean? You're still in the history books because of this man. And you're going to go on a tour to hate on him because he outshined you year in and year out? But you get to go home and look at the trophies and the rings because you played with this man? What happened when Jordan left? Scottie Pippen ain't win no ring. He ever won a ring without Jordan?
Nah, and you know what? He tried to do it in 94-95, and he ended up begging Jordan to come back. Tell me how that makes sense. He couldn't do it on his own.
Nah, because he didn't have what Jordan got. And Jordan had the drive, and nobody was fucking with Jordan. Nobody, not one team, nobody. Jordan was so ill that he won 3-peat and decided, I'm going to go play baseball. And then said, you know what? This shit ain't working for me. Let me go back to basketball and won another 3 in a row.
He did it, and he did it so effortlessly too, man. Like, it's hard to two-peat in three-peat in two different sectors. Because, you know, his body was older. But his mind was sharper. And, you know, he understand the tenacity of play.
It ain't even that. He knew who he was. Ain't nobody in the history of basketball did that.
And Jordan was competitive. He was just competitive motherfucker, man. Like, he said it would eat him alive seeing Horace Grant get hoisted over when they beat him in the Eastern Conference Finals when he went to the Magic. Jordan, he like, man, he going to do whatever it takes to beat these niggas. That's that killer instinct right there. A lot of players
Damn, we went this whole time with no music. But,
Oh, shit.
ain't nobody on Jordan. On that note, ain't nobody fucking with Jordan. And if you going to be a crybaby at this time and age, Scottie Pippen, you should be ashamed of yourself, Scottie Pippen. You should be worried about future and not Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Mad at the wrong people, Scotty.
Yeah, you mad at the wrong people, man. Let's just look at your rings, man. Look at your rings and be grateful that you played with the greatest of all time.
Facts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's go hit
them
with some
on
music,
that note, yo. Yeah, yeah. On that note, E, let's get up out of here and leave the people with some music until next week again. You know,
definitely, bro. And I'm letting y'all know, man, anybody that's listening, we got episode 600. We're going to be celebrating tomorrow night. So definitely call up. This is the same number y'all can call up in. It's going to be a whole lot of people pulling up. So definitely feel free to show up, call the show love, man.
What time is that?
9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time.
I might have to call in and just wish y'all congratulations on that 600.
Most def, man. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, let's give them some heat,
yeah,
man.
No doubt. And we out.
In this bitch, I got that medicine. That shit'll get you so damn high, stop remembering. Beer tape, IPA, I'll leave you stuttering. Dougie, hate to talk, I love acting. Tired of them weak ass raps about trapping. Never seen a prick in your life, it never happened. Try to give niggas a warning before I smack. Listen to your songs with no passion. Violate twins, your kids, I kidnapped them. It's all about money. Fuck fashion, but once in the blue, I love flashing. Every ghetto knows me, I'm the hood Mike Jackson. Blasting, trying to get the fuck off the scene. I jetted to the crib, made sure my gun clean. I can't fuck with white, so I started selling green. Somebody gotta go, it's between you and me. I got this new gun that can tear down the street. I don't fuck with niggas less than part, I ain't three. Infamous run the streets, we the new Mall Deep. Somebody gotta go, it's between you and me. I got this new gun that can tear down the street. I don't fuck with niggas less than part, I ain't three. Infamous run the streets, we the new Mall Deep.
Arms reach my army, infamous QB. Come Lee, I part three, pop the Uzi. 12th Street, Prodigy, all praise the heat on G. Golf part three, it's all on us. We the most notorious, that B.I.G. You will pee, they will pop, all eyes on me. I am three, we the heart of this overdose music. We gave to the user reality rap features. Independent movies, hood documentaries. A glimpse of a pimp in his prime, it's elementary. The grit and the grind, how we shine, turn of the century. Dynastic, infamous, black mall classic split. Acrobatic stretch keys like elastic. snap back, hardwood fabric, life is tragic, dynamic, adapt, they call me the fifth element. Queensbridge settlement doesn't block, it's real done.
Grimy life record, takeover. Sir Denny was poppin', golf off part three, street G's, slum, King Benny.
Somebody gotta go, it's between you and me. I got this new gun that can tear down the street. I don't fuck with niggas less than part, I ain't three. Infamous run the streets, be the new Mos Deep. Somebody gotta go, it's between you and me. I got this new gun that can tear down the street. I don't fuck with niggas less than part, I ain't three. Infamous run the streets, be the new Mos Deep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Overhaul. Overhaul. Overhaul.
Uh-huh.
Overhaul. Overhaul. Overhaul.
You know they gotta move out the way when the real niggas come through. I don't care about none of that. They gotta salute this shit. Yo, everybody can't go and you probably won't make it. I whipped that powder to glaciers and found the oasis. My history is street dealing narcotics on paper. This work I'm cutting more times than Kyrie been traded. Yeah, I was one foot out the game after that freestyle with Flex. I was one foot in the door at Jay-Z house with West. Now you see how I clean house and see wild success. A rapper never reached out, he either see now or death. I'm getting big in the paint, I'm all rebounds and texts. For rapper heads or walls like TV mouth for checks. You beat out the best, and then you weed out the rest. Comfortable at home, wherever I put my feet down and next, yeah. And this one for the hustlers who I was handing ounces. Now look at God, I wrote this verse in my Grammy outfit. I was running routes, resort back to your instincts when one in doubt. Was up a plug, with one foot in.
Price going up, better believe it, he said. Cocaine waterways still splash till we C6, C6 and C11. These bricks, I'm a legend, whip it to forever. Infinity measures, I mean, niggas got some lines that's clever, but they ain't really better than the guy that carry a cross and a Beretta. Sitting in these label meetings like this shit feeling like a setup. Nigga, shut up. Say the wrong number, I might get up. I hear these niggas new get up, it sound real selfish. But I'ma let you rock until I'm fed up. Put my foot on the gas and I ain't let up. I'ma let up, I'm in boy. I'm just quiet with this cash money, I'm slim boy. These 10 bricks a boy look like cinnamon. It was his own niggas that did him in. So I keep my circle small, have my young boy run up on you clowns and shoot the circus up. I got one foot in the door and one foot on the wall.
I got one foot in the game, playing hopscotch with Kane. True story based on actual events, this really happened. I had one foot out the door, my whole team was selling dope. I was rapping still, straddling the fence.
God damn,
I had one foot in and one foot out. One foot in and one foot out. One foot in and ain't nobody know. I kept it low though. I had one foot in and one foot out. One foot in and one foot out. You really can't do both cause you a blow.
Gotta watch that.
Overhaul. Overhaul.
Rockwalla, Eric Thurman, Salt and Pepper, we taking it back, yeah, way back, block party, back in time, Mark Jam, y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Relax your mind, set your conscience free. You're now rocking to the sounds of S&P. Back to the party, back to the fever, back to the rooftop. Showstopper money, we pulling up in the new drop. Doing the dougie to the bar for a few shots. World going up again, parties on every block. Taking it back and you know we ready. Summertime, hot night, sounds of the city. No more lockdown, throw the confetti, time to flex. Yeah, I'm Fetty. Dance, bounce, roller skate. And please grow up, y'all too old to hate. I control my fate, cut my own check. Yeah, I control my pay. Back to the party.
Taking it back, taking it back, taking it back. When people party, taking it back, taking it back.
is in order. Take you back to the days when the Latin Quarter used to pop off, the whole city was lit. Don P filled my glass, not Chris. The DJ's only spinning the hot shit. S&P still continue to drop hits. Ladies say ow, fellas say ho. Now we're here, 2025, let's go. Hands in the air, it's a brand new year. Ain't you tired of the tears and living in fear? I promise you, we about to go up and fade it. If you come to party, let me hear you say hell yeah. From the dance floor to the lobby, we gon' take it back to the party.
See me on my grind, then you can't be looking for me. I'm all guts, no glory, all I know is hustle hard. A grind king is what they call me. The respect is mandatory, never look for handouts. I get my own and a story. I'm all guts, no glory, you don't see me on my grind, then you can't be looking for me. I'm all guts, no. I'm more obsessed with pain than pleasure. Realization of my losses made me see things better. Speaking clear, don't confuse me with these niggas that be capping. Never repping where they from. All talking, no action. The tactical pump will make them rerun like what's happening.
Bring that back.
If your words don't hold weight, then I can't fuck with you. If they hold you down with no motives, that's what the lover do. Break the skull into little pieces, that's what the snub will do. Rappers dropping subs on the neck, that's what the drugs will do. I guess the next man's success makes you uncomfortable. Say what you mean, homie, die what you stand for. Cowards brag about winning but never claim a loss. Infatuated with sex, money, and claim to be a boss, but couldn't tell you what the fuck a 1040 form is for. You from where, homie? They ain't never heard of you. I guess it won't matter when it's time to bury you. See me on my grind, then you can't be looking for me. I'm all guts, no glory, all I know is hustle hard. A grind king is what they call me. The respect is mandatory, never look for handouts. I get my own and a story. I'm all guts, no glory, you don't see me on my grind, then you can't be looking for me. I'm all guts, no. I know the bottom like black Air Force Ones. Black gloves, cereal numbers, scratched off guns. Some niggas get the cap and whatever they lack funds. Get caught, start singing like Nelly Furtado. Do my dirt by my dolo, that's my motto. The truth a hard pill to swallow. From the cradle to the grave, Similac in the bottle, to the Henny in my cup, and I push the latest model. You ain't that hard, homie, go ahead, chill with the bravado. Cold stairs left niggas stiff in the dirt. Always had top ramen way before my first verse. Now I serve top ramen like I'm chefing up a problem. Rather eat by myself, cause I was by myself starving. Looking for handout shit, I won't even beg your pardon. Know the fast route is the wrong one, but it's still a fucking option. Option, option. Let's go. If you don't see me on my grind, then you can't be looking for me. I'm all guts, no glory, all I know is hustle hard. A grind king is what they call me. The respect is mandatory, never look for handouts. I get my own and a story. I'm all guts, no glory, you don't see me on my grind, then you can't be looking for me. I'm all guts, no.
Bomb brigades with brutal beatings, blatantly brandishing of a Bronco, blow holes through
you bronchial. PX barbarian, cause bodily harm. Body your squad, dispose of a dozer. Story of a hoser, style of a ninja. That's how I maneuver. Swerve through your corner, sunk in the bucket. Bend bitches over, busting they ovaries. I foul like a menstrual bleed. You thirsty, I touch bitches in the breeze. Lay breaks down and secure my grounds. Don't let it graze you. Gritty stomp in my cortex. Underground swerving like the A-Train. I'm everywhere like a wanted poster. Crucified for being a real soldier. Throw ninja stars at you. Crack you with a 45.
It's a war going on outside. I'm on the front line. Fuck one time, nigga. I want mine. I'm on the grind. Extorting motherfuckers. If you wanna eat, it's gonna cost you motherfuckers. It's all about me and my team. Screwball madmen running the scene. Lyrics fit clean like a submachine. I was taught to bust big things coming from Queens. Keep the gun in the belt. Have you bitch ass niggas running screaming for help. It's a madman running around. I'm on my QB bullshit, gunning you down. I'm wilding out over B divine shit. Hardcore motherfucker flow like a non-spit. You can't stop me now, I'm too wild. Don't touch me, you get bit, you hit a growl. I'm forever hardcore. I'm here to make sure this shit stays raw. Rip out your spleen, massacre you fuck boys wearing them tight jeans. Y'all niggas make me sick. One step from a bitch or you missing this lipstick. Fuck out of here.
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
Nigga, what up?
What up, Far?
Phantom, nigga.
Yeah.
Get it in. Niggas know I use the gat right. Came up in the 80s on crack lights. 4-4 long, I can make this a black night. 4 headshots just to see what your cash like. What? This a nigga that let her pull the trigger back. I break the blade off right where your liver at. And dump your body with a Hudson River rat. I black out like the lights off. Shoot like the strike force. Tell my jail niggas send the kites off. I'm in the crib laid low with the lights off. Gun in hand whenever I kick the knights off. And you know I keep a blade by the slippers. Pete know it, always thinking niggas is gon' get you. I'm on the mega joint, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. If I cock it back, nigga, I hit every point. Just the Phantom, nigga, puffin' on the heavy joint. Twin bridge, use mag clip, YO. Use mag clip, mega. Use mag clip, Phantom. Use mag clip, twin bridge. Use mag clip, YO. Use mag clip, nigga. Use mag clip, Phantom. Use mag clip, nigga. Montana enters. No security, I'm not an insecure nigga. I know you recognize the realness. And the heart is connecting. Straight bullshit, you got to respect it. Rock flooded my necklace. Peep this, I'm about to cop another Lexus. Check this, I got the one gun. Sun's unbelievable, like big warning. Cross me, I'm seeing you. You rap about gas, feel mine. A real 9mm eating up your insides. My procedure persecuted indeed. I was the first to use it. Hip-hop was once the art. These bird niggas hurt the music. The flow is splendid. The beat is my co-defendant. The pen's the other kid I meet before we go and set it. And take it to streets, run up in prison, blaze niggas, geese. By the way, I stays with the heat. I'm hungry like I ain't ate for weeks. Yet it's preferential. I can't taste defeat or swallow my pride. An appetite for destruction if our powers collide. Tears, clothes, caskets, and mama's cries. War is ugly. My force the law. Those who misjudge me found guilty. Lyrically, niggas can't touch me. Queen Bridge, use mag clip, YO. Use mag clip, mega. Use mag clip, Phantom. Use mag clip, Queen Bridge. Use mag clip, YO. Use mag clip, mega. Use mag clip, Phantom. Use mag clip, Queen Bridge. Use mag clip, YO. Use mag clip, mega. Use mag clip, Phantom. Use mag clip, Queen Bridge. Use mag clip, YO.
Yeah.
Wild Cowboy number one.
Right
no.
here, right here.
Yeah, say something about me. I rock. Things I do, places I've been.
I get down.
Should I sing? My man, O.C., never word of mouth.
Niggas, I delete niggas in clear lane. Tune in, celebrate our next man's win. Calculate his spin, Facebook his friend. The cowboy rides alone, and when I'm covered with a stone, the devil be battle related. My legacy's created on untraceable flows. My shows, my host, is all award winning. I keep the globe spinning. My passport is sicker than your last order, son. Or the drug or the gun, the five mic over one. I'm all or none. You want it right, you call a pro. You only at night, you call a hoe. 20 years in, no sign of quit. Co-sign my spit as the master, the outlaster. I work as hard as I have to eat. My business mind is aboard in the street. You don't believe that, nigga, Facebook tweet.
I'm logged on to Facebook, looking at it rocking, feeling like I got the whole world on top of me. Ain't no stopping me, plain clothes watching me, make shows properly, this is my philosophy. Spend time dissing me, my fly dime flicking, I grind 9 times harder than my enemy. CD get at me, that's my kind of Twitter me. Comments to dot X, fuck that.
It ain't hard to tell. God on his A-game, yeah, through the knowledge of your false philosophers. Common Armageddon in the flesh, get the Lord blessing from the Greek to .x. Social media, poison the brain, all for the game. Common, I'm off the chain, can't even feel what you lame. I'm on a different level, the Bronx breed, this rare breed. I make it hard for niggas to breathe. If you gon' at me, get at me. All business ain't shit personal, surrounded by a chosen few, followed by the world peace. Forever be my legacy, sit at the table with all legends. While you go by time, you know, trying to find how to guard grind the niggas I know.
I know.
And where I'm going to be, nigga, watch this show. Comments inside X, fuck that FT, Facebook, Twitter, nigga.
I'm logged on to Facebook, looking at it rising, feeling like I got the whole world on top of me. Ain't no stopping me, plain clothes watching me, make shows properly, this is my philosophy. Spend time dissing me, my fly dime flicking me, I grind 9 times harder than my enemy. CD get at me, that's my kind of Twitter me. Comment to dot X, fuck that FG.